John in Cavan has been on. What a fantastic person Emma is. She's such an inspiration. We could all take a leaf out of her book. Extraordinary. I wish her well, says John. So Deborah.ie if you want to get involved in Emma's run for 40. I'm just looking there. So Ireland are playing New Zealand in the sevens. There's 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And Ireland are in front, 12-7. But the nature of sevens is that things can change very quickly. There's Hugo Keenan passing it out. Now we go live to Limerick and to Bernard O'Shea. Hello, Bernard.
Limerick calling. Do you hear us, Dublin? Limerick calling.
I never tire of that, Bernard.
Well, I tell you, the whole city is watching that rugby match, so I could say anything right now. So.
About Limerick, yeah. That was your opportunity.
So my opportunity to complain.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. You're heading to the Ivy Gardens for the Comedy Festival this weekend, which is great. And we had a complainer on this week, actually, you love this, with an email given out about batteries that don't last, given out about country store cereal in a narrower box, fig rolls are skinnier, crisps half full, teas in cafes, teapot half full, tea cakes, the chalky ones, yummy but tiny, cold beef from one of our Irish supermarkets, sliced so thinly, it's almost transparent. You can see through it. You can see through it.
I agree. I have to say, agree, Minister, with all of those points.
but you see, you couldn't write that email now because you decided that you're not going to complain. Is this forever or just for a week?
Hopefully it's forever, right? And if it's not, then people can complain about the fact that I stopped complaining. I, to be honest with you, Ray, I am a born complainer. I am a brilliant complainer. Right. I'm probably the greatest complainer that has ever lived. It was just a bit, I'd say the moment I came out and started walking around, I was able to point out things and complain about. And I never lose my appetite for complaining about that. Like, for instance, my new thing now is car parks.
Right.
Once I hit kind of 43 or 4, I just became obsessed with parking. I became obsessed with how other people park. I would take notes of cars that would park on the line and take up two spaces.
And what would you do then after taking note of that?
Well, I wouldn't do anything. I would just complain about it. That's the beauty of just being a complainer, you know. And it's like, and then I used to say, and I won't say who I was talking to because I don't want to throw them in it, but I was having this conversation and I found out that some people purposefully take up two spaces in order that they can get in and out easily, which drives me mental. I'm also complaining about the size of car parking spaces, the fact that you need to be an absolute near Meccano set accuracy to get your hand out the window and get your hand that.
Yes,
I love complaining.
Yes.
But let's get on to foodstuffs. I have had several. I've nearly written a letter to various ham manufacturers because the reseal ham thing doesn't work for me.
Yes. Firstly, right? It's difficult to open.
Oh, well, what's the point? Yeah, this psyche, of course, is going to reseal easily because we'll never open this in the first place. I'll be honest with you. And some of my complaints then, you know, I can be batted down for, like, for instance, a lot of my complaints at the moment, one of my big ones isn't environmentally sound, right? So before I get battered for this, right, I completely understand the rationale and the reasoning behind paper straws. I get it.
Right, okay, right. Yeah.
But Jesus, do I not complain about trying to, when you have a kid screaming at you for a Capri Sun, and it's easier just to blast it into their mouths than get that stupid paper straw in, right? So that's my new thing. So I complain about everything. There's very little, Ray. So, and my wife just used to say, like, oh, here we go again, right? But it's funny, because when I grew up, right, my father, I just realised this, because my mother was saying, my father would not allow us complain.
Aha.
There were 7 of us in the house, and anybody started complaining about anything, he'd go, stop complaining. He'd cut it off.
He was a guard. So when he said something, you had to...
Oh, by Jesus, yes. When he said something, you did it, right? Like, you know, so it was like, but he said, stop complaining. No one's to complain. Like, you could literally have your leg taken off by something and you go, my leg is in the other side. Stop complaining. And I was like, going, oh my God, like, maybe that's why I'm such... And that's hard when you've such a beautiful talent for it, Ray. And
yes, it's
nipped in the bud as a child.
Like, I'm not a therapist or anything here, yeah. Bernard, but it could be that you were deprived of the opportunity to complain when you were young and now you're making up. There's a lot of pent up complaining in you.
Ray, I like where this is going. Yes. I've always wanted the opportunity to blame somebody else for my own personality.
Now, you've taken to read the Stoics. I see you're reading Marcus Aurelius.
Yes, well...
And the other guy whose name I can't pronounce.
Seneca.
Well, no, see, not Seneca. I can pronounce Seneca. The other one begins with an E.
Okay, so, well, during lockdown, it became the law for every middle-aged man to read the Stoics. And I did. I bought Marcus Aurelius, the actual translation, and I went to about 20 pages, went, I don't know what this, what. And then I went and I bought all the books that are written by cleverer people to tell you what they're saying. Yes. But his famous one is, never, ever complain and never be overheard complaining and never complain to yourself, more or less, that's it. And then he added it going about endurance. If something can be endured, endure it. Then if it can't, it can't. So, like, you know, and like, what a perfect encapsulation of that is Emma, the last person you had on.
Yes.
So like, but like, the thing is that I tried that. So what I did was I said, look, this is not going to work for me, right? So I came up with my own, I came up with my own kind of operation to try and stop my brain from complaining, and I called it GMASS.
GMASS.
Yeah.
G-M-A-S-S.
Yes,
which
GMASS.
Is an acronym.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So, and that was, so the first thing was, I scoured the internet, and this is basically what the internet said. If you're a serial complainer, this is what you should do, right? The first thing is, the minute you get a complaint, you gratitude practice, right? So practice gratitude. So you say, look, I have my health, I have healthy children, right? Okay.
Yes.
And then the second thing you do, if that doesn't work, you go on to your mental preparation, right? So setting clear intentions. So for instance, I'm going into a car park. I know I'm going to find a million one things to complain about, right? So I go, do you know what? Things mightn't work out for me here. Let's just breathe through all this, right? That generally doesn't work for me.
Right.
Awareness, right? So basically, my wife or other people that will say, will you ever complaining, right? Right? Or to yourself, make sure that the minute you see yourself complaining, you stop it. That didn't work, right? Substitution, this is the S, replacing compliments with apps. So basically,
no, complaints, yes.
Substitute with something. Solution orientation, this was all lovely stuff. None of it worked.
Right.
Right? Until last week, I had to meet somebody at 11 o'clock in Dublin City Centre. I'm up and down the last couple of months, back doing stand-up, back in the clubs. I fly up and down. I'm up and down in 2 hours. It's great. But forgot what Dublin traffic was like. I was stuck in the worst traffic that, in fact, I know what happened. I left the house and God said, I'm going to put Bernard into the worst traffic that has been humanly made on this planet.
To test him.
To test me, right? Yeah. So I said, okay, I'm writing the article for the Examiner. I might as well put this to use. It didn't work. I was literally banging the steering wheel. I was putting my fist into my... I missed the meeting, right? So I travelled 4.5 hours in a car for nothing, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. My middle fella, that's his name. We've called him the middle fella, right? He's mad into the Pogues and the Dubliners, right? Because he was learning the Irish Rover for school, right? So he said, Dad, will you play the Irish Rover? So the Pogues came out. So he listens to the Pogues and the Dubliners. I tell you, if he starts asking me about Porter and fights, I have to send him off somewhere, right? But he's listening to the Dubliners. But on came Lanigan's Ball.
Right.
I just had it. Now, Ray, obviously when I'm not listening to Radio 1, I might have Spotify on.
Okay.
Right? So, and on
I
came,
stepped in again. She's stepped out of that one, yes, yeah.
And I just started this mantra in my head. Stop, and complain, and stop, and stop, and complain, and stop, complaining, right? And that works. So the minute I start complaining, or the minute I start going to the dark side.
You have a mantra.
Yeah, it's a mantra. And I swear to God, it's one of the best things I've ever done. Just chant. Chant about yourself.
Give us that again. Give us that.
Stop. Complain and stop, stop. Complain and stop, stop. Complain and learn, stop complaining at Lanigan's Ball.
So when you do that to yourself, is there an expletive? Do you curse at yourself?
I could do curse at myself.
Exactly. Oh yes, right. In your head, without
in my head,
not out loud. Okay.
Don't go singing it at other people.
No. So that's working for you. That's brilliant. You could write a book on that. It wouldn't be a very long book, but you could.
Hey, listen, I've written books.
Yes,
I can get this done. But Ray. Ray, in my heart of hearts, right?
Yeah.
I still will hold true on one or two little complaints. And that's car parks, but my biggest complaint, Ray, are you ready?
Go on.
Will all supermarkets please make up their mind whether it's a one or a €2 coin for the trolley.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I will not stop complaining about that, Ray. That is what, if I have to shake the government to its knees.
Is it not universal, Bernard? Is it not universal? No.
Some of them are universal, Ray, and some of them just won't.
Yes.
Stop, stop, stop complaining. Stop.
Now, I know when I came into RTE, right, back 10 years ago or 11 years ago, I got a free yoke that had both the equivalent of a €1 coin and a €2 coin, you know, that you put on your key ring that you could use. That were back in the good days.
Yeah, and I'm writing a bit of stand-up about those trolley tokens at the moment.
Yes.
Yes, I've...
They're fine, aren't they? They just... Yeah, they're not illegal.
The only thing is, though, I think when I'm walking around the shop, I think the staff are looking at me going, he's not using a real coin.
Right. You're paranoid.
Yeah,
you're
paranoid. I'm paranoid at the hilt. I'm paranoid at the hilt.
You're paranoid.
Stop being paranoid. Stop being paranoid.
Inside Bernard O'Shea's head.
There's a new book.
There's a new book. Are you watching the Olympics? I can tell you now that we lost to New Zealand.
Oh, jeez. What was the score?
It was, 14-12, yes. They scored in the last minute and then they converted it. So it was 12-all for a few seconds and then they kicked it over. So 14-12.
But we're still in the quarterfinals.
We're still in the quarterfinals, but it means we play Fiji and they're the favourites to win the whole thing. So, you know, we'll have to really dig deep to win that one.
Well, do you know what though, Ray? Do you know what the most beautiful thing about the Olympics is, and particularly with Ireland? And, you know, I think you know where I'm going with this. Whether it's rugby sevens, or remember Annalise Murphy with the sailing?
Yes.
Just those lads that never have put their foot on water just became absolute sailing experts overnight. There's nothing as fantastic. I was in a pub, I won't say where it is, it's on Dorset Street in Dublin, and I nipped in for a cheeky pint and there was a fella telling me about the wind ratio and the tensile strength of sails.
No, but you're completely right, because people up until 2 days ago didn't know anything about rugby sevens. They didn't know it existed, and now they're talking about it as experts. That's the nature of sport. That's lovely. I love that.
Yeah, and you know what? When we lose, of course, you can start complaining about what...
Stop complaining. Stop
complaining.
Stop.
Hey, Ray, before I go, you talk about Colin running the marathon.
Yes.
I signed up for a marathon after Run With Ray, right?
Yes, yes.
And I broke a toe.
Did you really?
So I can't. So, but I put it back together
Bernard
with a lollipop stick.
Did you break a toe?
Kind of, yeah.
No, I don't. That kind of is not breaking a toe. You'd have
broken a toe. I went to the physio, and she said I did some damage and stopped sticking lollipop sticks to my toes.
Right. So, okay. So you're not doing the marathon now.
Stop running the marathon.
You would have been overshadowed by Colin Farrell anyway. You would have.
I would have. He would have. He would have. And you know what? I'd say he would have just tailgated me the whole way around. He would have. He would have. Yeah.
So the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival is this weekend. Bernard O'Shea will be there.
And Ray.
And he won't be complaining.
Won't be complaining.
Yes.
Well, I'll be complaining about parking, a little bit about parking. Right. And I'm on the 21st of September, I'm in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo.
Right, Hawkswell.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll probably talk to you before that, Bernard. Yeah. Okay, enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Bernard. Okay. Mind yourself.
See
you.
Ray.
Stop.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.